Blessings, and welcome to Arms Upheld, support in life's hard battles. I'm Lynn Pierce, and I'm here to hold up your arms with encouragement, something to think on, and a prayer to focus on the one who holds all things together, while you continue to fight the battles in your life. In the midst of battle, life can feel overwhelming, challenging, or beyond. I don't know what God has called you to do, what battlefield you are walking through, but at times you may find yourself feeling this way. I want you to know that even though your battle likely looks different than mine, I'm here to support you. I want to stand with you until the breakthrough happens and you can see the victory materialize. My hope is that these few minutes we spend together will help you lighten your load, feel seen, connected, and loved, and fix your eyes on Jesus. Let's begin with God's Word. Each time he said, "My grace is all you need. My power works best in weakness. So now I am glad to boast about my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ can work through me." 2 Corinthians 12, verse 9, from the New Living Translation. I am stronger now than I have ever been. As I was getting ready for bed last night, this phrase kept passing through my mind over and over again. So before I got in bed, I wrote it down, or typed it into a note in my phone, actually. It felt like a revelation of truth I needed to hear, and I didn't want to just let it pass me by, only to forget by morning. As I jotted it down in my notes, I knew there was more. Although I believe with all that I am, that I am stronger now than I have ever been, the reason why was the important part. Because I am more dependent on God now than I have ever been. That's the key. It's not that I'm no longer hurt or fearful, but that I'm learning to surrender those things to God. It's not that I'm no longer angry or frustrated, but that I can sit with those feelings and dig to the root of them. And as I do, I uncover the story that I'm telling myself. Lisa Turkhurst has a podcast called Therapy and Theology that she hosts to bring issues to the table and then evaluate them through the eyes of scripture and healing. And one I listened to recently used that phrase, the story I'm telling myself. As I took time and dug down to the pain, fear, and frustrations, I could see that I was believing lies. As I identified the lies, I could submit them to God and find His truth. Can I give you an example? Because I have been overlooked or rejected, I tell myself that I don't matter. I'm invisible. But the truth is, I matter to God. I matter to my kids. I matter to my friends. And I matter to those I come in contact with through my work, whether that's a few seconds or 10 minutes. Also, along with this story, I tell myself that I'm not worth staying for. I'm only good for what I can do for others. The truth is, God promises to never forsake me. I'm worth being around, and I can bless others. I am more than what I do, though. I am a whole, complete person, not just a beneficial task completer. You may not tell yourself the same stories, but maybe you do. The things we tell ourselves based on our life experiences impact our thoughts, attitudes, and choices. They affect us, so they are worth investigating. Just don't stop with the investigation. Make it right. Replace the lies with truth, God's truth. In the last year or so, my son has expressed an interest in Marvel movies, so we watched them together. Last night, we watched The Avengers: Infinity War. Spoiler alert. I'm going to talk about the end of the movie, so if you haven't seen it yet and don't want to know, skip ahead a bit. For those of you who don't know, like I didn't, the Avengers are a group of superheroes that fight to save the planet, or rather humanity, against bad guys who want to destroy it. Captain America and Tony Stark, also known as Iron Man, are kind of the leaders. There are also characters like the Hulk and Spider-Man. Anyway, in this movie, they spend more than 2.5 hours trying to derail the evil plans of a bad guy who wants to wipe out half the population of the universe. Then, in the end, they fail. Half of the characters just dissolve and disappear. It is in no way a happy ending. It is catastrophic defeat. So, what does this have to do with anything? It's not the end of the story. There's another movie. I haven't watched it yet, but I would guess that they rally and do some good. When we encounter these moments in our lives, when that thing we've spent so much time and energy in still fails, it may be the end of that chapter, but there's more to come. The pain of death and loss are real, whether it's a life, a relationship, a home, a job, whatever it is. Grief is real, and walking through it's hard, but we don't do it alone. And there is always more life as we keep going. I'm stronger now than I've ever been because I'm still going past the catastrophic defeat and walking through the grief and how everything is different. And I'm stronger because I've learned that I need Jesus every step of the way. I doubt Marvel is going there, but we can. This is the moment-by-moment choice of how we choose to live our lives. I can stand in my own wisdom and strength, or I can rely on His. Not my will be done, but yours, Lord. Let's pray. Yahweh, I've said this before, and I'll say it again, over and over. May your will be done. May our hearts reflect the words of Jesus in the garden. May we surrender all of our hurts, all of our frustration and anger, all the injustice we encounter, all our fears and uncertainties, and lay them at your feet, at the foot of the cross. You have paid the debt for all of it. You have already replaced our weakness with your strength. We just have to learn how to tap into it. And that is through a growing relationship with you and letting go of our ways. Surrender seems backwards and upside down, but it's how Jesus walked through his darkest hour and how you light the path through our shadowy valley as well. There is life here and now, and more to come. We were made not just to survive, but to live a life abundant with you. Thank you for being with us in the seemingly catastrophic defeats and extending your eternal hand for us to hold. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Thank you for spending a few minutes with me. Your time is precious and I appreciate it. If you enjoyed this podcast and it has helped you in any way, please tell a friend so it may bless them as well. You can find links in the show notes to connect with me on Instagram or through my website, and even subscribe to my email list. As always, your battle may look different than mine, but let's stand together. I'll keep your arms upheld until victory is real in your life. Remember, God is for you, and so am I.